Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Does Clinton owe the public an explanation about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein?
You know, I actually haven't tracked what President Clinton has said, and if there are unanswered questions, you know, he should address them, and I suspect he will. But let's just make sure that we meet the promise that President Trump made as a candidate that all these files will be released.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
We've got Hans on the line this morning, and Tim Kaine, the senator there, the last thing he wanted to talk about was the fact that most of the photos released so far have Bill Clinton in them and not Donald Trump. Hans, what say you?
Well, why is anybody surprised? After all, Bill Clinton is the president in recent memory whose entire presidency was marred by the fact that he was having an affair with an intern in the White House.
Yes.
Why is anybody surprised about that? It's exactly what you would think, given that he was associating with Epstein. At this point, Bill Clinton is no longer in public life doing anything significant. Epstein is dead. A lot of what's going on with the release of these Epstein files is just, it's people trying to dig up scandals when, we have a lot more serious problems that we're facing.
Yeah. No, I would agree. The dispute seems to be over documents they got marked that were redacted. There was a document that was 7 pages long that was titled Masseuses, and everything on all 7 pages was redacted. So the left is now claiming, well, Pam Bondi must have done that to protect Donald Trump or somebody, right? That's the insinuation.
On the other hand, they might have been doing it to protect women who were hired to actually just be masseuses, but who everyone will think were doing something else, and perhaps they were trying to protect their privacy.
Yes.
Or the privacy of victims who were being mentioned in that.
Well, because some lawmakers are going as far as to try to impeach Bondi over this. But Hans, to your point, I mean, my guess would be, yeah, they're doing it to protect the victims. And legally, wouldn't they have to do that?
Yes, I think they do. I think they're required to do it. In fact, I think the bill, the statute that got passed on the release of the Epstein files requires them to protect the privacy of many of the individuals who were mentioned, particularly those who are potentially victims.
Hans, I have to ask you about this story out of Georgia this morning. And here's the headline. 5 years too late, Georgia admits that it illegally certified 315,000 ballots in the 2020 election, handing Joe Biden a win by just 11,779 votes. And the article suggests that's not a small detail, that it was a breach of democratic accountability, and they've denied it for 5 years, and just now they're admitting it.
Look, I agree. I can't think of a more serious violation of the integrity of the election process than what they're now talking about down there. And by the way, if you look deeply in that report, there are indications that, in fact, there were ballots that were counted more than once.
Wow.
Those very same ballots. Now, look, there's no excusing this. It was a serious breach, like I said, of the security of the election process there. But remember, even if it meant that Biden was incorrectly declared the winner in Georgia, that still would not have affected the outcome of the 2020 election, because Donald Trump would have had to have the election results reversed in about half a dozen states. That doesn't excuse that misbehavior or the fact that they have been fighting to prevent this from being revealed for 5 years.
Yeah. Where was Brad Raffensperger? He had to have been aware of this, and I don't know if he covered it up or has been in denial of it. And the governor down there, I'm just so disappointed in all of them. Switching gears here for just a minute to the Supreme Court. The New York Times has a headline talking about how the Supreme Court's ruling on mail-in ballots could affect voters. Hundreds of thousands of Americans in rural and urban areas could see their votes rejected if the Supreme Court decides the wrong way in this case. Is that pending? Are we expecting that sooner rather than later?
We haven't gotten a decision yet. They took up a case that involves states allowing absentee ballots to come in after Election Day. And, you know, contrary to the New York Times, that's a recent phenomenon.
Yes.
You know, folks didn't have any problems getting their absentee ballots in before Election Day, before all of a sudden all these liberal groups in blue states and others started saying, oh, no. You've got to allow ballots to come in after Election Day. And like in Illinois, I think it's up to 2 weeks after Election Day. That's a violation of federal law, and I don't think people will have any problems getting their ballots in or going and voting in person if the Supreme Court rules what I consider to be the right way, which is say ballots have got to be in by Election Day.
It makes sense. The wording is pretty clear. Hans, listen, yeah. Have yourself a great Christmas, and thank you so much for all you do for us all year long.
And Merry Christmas to you, all your listeners, and it's always just great to be on your show.
Well, we certainly appreciate you, sir. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow there with the Heritage Foundation. Always great to get him on every Monday morning. All right. Nicole Murray coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll get some news headlines for you and get an update on the markets heading into Christmas week. Back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.